Welcome to our newest sponsor, As You Wish Magical Experiences. As You Wish Magical Experiences, Fairy Godmothers come to your resort, vacation rental, or home at the time that works best for you. You and your entire family can relax and enjoy the transformation in the comfort of your resort away from the excess crowd and noise. No need for a park ticket. Your princess, knight, or pirate will be ready for their adventure as soon as they walk through the gates of the park or whatever their special destination is for the day. Our fairy godmothers give individualized attention to every transformation complete with magical moments. What better way to start the day than to have your own fairy godmother bring the magic to you?
You can find them at www.asyouwishmagicalexperiences.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 455 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, happy birthday to Epcot. It's Epcot's 40th, and we have a music show set up for you today. I was going to bring you the announcements from Epcot 40, and I actually am. However, the show itself for that ceremony was three-quarters music, so this, hence, will be a musical show. I hope you enjoy it. We are going to start out, though, with a recording by Lisa, our co-host on hiatus, who brought us this great, great recording from the American Pavilion of the Voices of Liberty in the Rotunda, doing a little bit of a welcome to the new attraction that's going to be showing up in the park. I'll let you figure out who that is in a second. Then we're going to follow it up with the actual Epcot 40 announcements. So the stage was set, and we had the mariachis, we had the Voices of Liberty, and we had a couple of announcers discussing about the 40th anniversary. So pretty cool, not long, not as elaborate as Magic Kingdom's 50th, but it was definitely something. So without further ado, let's take you to that first audio clip of the Voices of Liberty over at the American Experience. Here we go.
Sound. So if you're on the floor, if you can help me just support just a little bit to create a little extra space.
Okay, guys, so now here's the clip from the Epcot 40th ceremony. Now, I want to warn you ahead of time, it is a little heavy mariachi to begin with, but if you like the mariachi music, and if you want to remember, these guys have been here for the last 40 years, you're going to appreciate it. So, here we go.
Please welcome to the stage, Mariachi Cobra.
Thank you. everybody. Let me see if you're awake. Buenos dias! Buenos dias! Good morning, everybody. We want to welcome everyone to the Epcot 40th anniversary celebration. Again, we are Mariachi Cobre, and might as well introduce this show as we do pretty much every show and share with our guests that Mariachi Cobre has been proudly a part of the Disney, Walt Disney family. Now, what's today? 40 years, 40th anniversary performing here at Disney. Thank you. And of course, we wouldn't be here again, and I mention this all the time, we wouldn't be here one day if it wasn't for our wonderful guests that come and attend our shows and attend here at Walt Disney World. So thank you so much for all those 40 wonderful years. And also, among the group, we have two members that were here on day one. How about a round of applause, everybody, for Israel Molina and our director, Esteban Carrillo. Now, they were here, again, on day one. I mean, they were here so long ago, there was no water in the lagoon, right? I mean, he tells us the story all the time. It was amazing. Like, in 2 days, they filled up a whole lagoon. So that's the Walt Disney magic there for you right there. And we started our show with two wonderful pieces of music. The first one was a traditional song from Jalisco, El Son de la Negra, and you just recognize the song we performed, right? El Cielito Lindo, the second anthem of Mexico. This next song is from a movie that I think amongst everybody, I don't think I have to ask. Let me hear it. Have you seen the movie Coco? Who's seen Coco? Yes! Wonderful movie, beautiful soundtrack, it celebrates a beautiful holiday in Mexico. So everybody, this is a wonderful song with a message, El Mundo es mi familia. Songs from the beautiful state of Jalisco. Jalisco is the birthplace of mariachi music, the birthplace of tequila, so it's a good state, right? I think here's really good things. This is again a medley, Sones de Jalisco. our last number, but again, before we go, I can't say enough really how honored we are to be here today, and we can't thank, again, like I said earlier, we have to thank our guests. None of us would be here one day if it wasn't for you, so believe me, we appreciate you every single time you come out and see us. And a quick quick note before we go, like I said, we've been here since day one, but Mariachi Gota this year celebrates, actually this year's 51 years, and the group that performed, or this group was formed from in Tucson, used to perform out at Disneyland back in the mid-60s, I guess? So our history goes back that far. Actually, Israel and Steve flew on the walk, on the Mickey Mouse one, from Tucson over to Disneyland. Yeah, so. Very, very proud to be a part of the Disney family for these wonderful years. And here's to 40 more, right? From the state of Veracruz, Popurrí, El Bajú.
Compañera, vámonos a navegar, a ver qué te cae.
Mariachi Cobre, everyone! Hallie Mannion and Rayvon Redding.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, and thank you all so much for being here to celebrate Epcot's 40th anniversary. Wow. Hallie, 40 years of wonders and possibilities.
I can't believe it, but first things first, let's give another huge thank you to Mariachi Cobre for that incredible set! Now, as they mentioned, Mariachi Cobre has been making music here at Epcot since the park opened 40 years ago. Now, they've grown and evolved every step of the way, but they continue to bring their music and culture to generations of guests here at Walt Disney World Resort.
Absolutely, and we are so honored to be here and on stage with them. That was really, really cool for us to watch. But Allie, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the events of this past week. As representatives of cast members, more than 70,000 cast members, we understand that times are rough and hard, and so our hearts and our minds are with those who are in need and were affected by the storm.
You know, Walt Disney envisioned a community of tomorrow when dreaming up Epcot. And one thing I've learned as a Disney cast member is that this community of today in Florida bonds together during times like this. We help each other, we give back, and we create brighter tomorrows during challenging times.
So thank you so much to the fellow Floridians who assisted those who are recovering from the storm. We greatly appreciate you taking time to donate resources and to assess and assist with cleanups. We admire your compassion and your generous spirit of giving back, which make our community so much stronger.
And that same generous spirit. And that same generous spirit is rooted in the heart of the Epcot experience. Music. Music that fills my heart with so much hope.
From the breadth of our culture from around the world showcase to the quintessential songs from our attractions that are woven into the fabric of this incredible place for more than four decades to the incredible group that I have the honor and pleasure of introducing to you all now. No one's more iconic than Epcot's very own Voices of Liberty.
The red forest and the gold stream water. This land was made for. Thank you. Thank you very much. We know years before this place was made for you and me, Epcot began as a dream, twinkling in the eye of one Mr. Walter Elias Disney.
Yeah!
You wish upon a star.
Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to.
Experimental prototype city of tomorrow. We call it Epcot. Spelled E-P-C-O-T. Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you.
Good morning and welcome. Here at Epcot, we like to refer to ourselves as a worldwide family united by our possibilities. We truly believe that our cast members are the heart and soul of everything that we do. Yes. In fact, today we have cast members that helped open up Epcot 40 years ago and help create and make what Epcot is today. Please join me in a round of applause for these very special cast members. Thank you. Here at Epcot, our cast literally come from around the world to share their stories. They have forged international friendships for the past 4 decades. And I know that our guests have come to appreciate just how special that is. So whether this is your first visit here to Epcot, or you can't remember the number of times that you had the opportunity to travel around World Showcase, we are so grateful that you're here, and please know that you are welcome here at Epcot. Over the past couple of decades, our cast and our guests have shared some very special stories and moments with us. They have shared their birthdays, their graduations, their engagements, and my personal favorites, their victories. They tell us stories like I survived cancers. And I will tell you, as a cast member, we are proud, we are humbled to be a part of those moments that our guests share with us. And we look forward to the opportunity to help them create new memories. I might be a little bit biased, but I truly believe Epcot is unique. There is not a theme park in the world that is like it. And we have something for everyone. So whether you want to go and understand what it takes to grow food at the Land Pavilion, or you're a fan adventurous and you want to save the galaxy with Guardians of Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, we have something for you. So as you think about Epcot and you enjoy this experience, thank you again for being here for this very special moment with us. There are lots of things to be excited by. We're excited and thrilled that you're here to experience yourself, the largest transformation that this park has ever experienced. But I think what I am most excited about is that you all are joining us a part of this journey. So here's to Epcot's 40th anniversary and another 40 years of possibilities. Thank you, Voices of Liberty. I now would love to welcome back our friends, the Walt Disney World Ambassadors.
Well, a year ago today, we kicked off the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World Resort at Magic Kingdom. And I have to say, the energy at Magic Kingdom that day was incredible. It was contagious. But today, I really feel that same energy here at Epcot.
I mean, we get to share the stage with Voices of Liberty. I think it's pretty awesome. Cool. Epcot has gone through many milestone celebrations, like opening new lands and new pavilions here at World Showcase, to new attractions, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, of course, but adding festivals. And that is what makes Epcot, Epcot.
Epcot has grown and evolved through the years since it opened 40 years ago, but two things have remained true: community and innovation.
So true, and there is still so much more to celebrate as we move forward through this multi-year transformation. I mean, we've already introduced new neighborhoods that are going to connect us to one another and to our beautiful world.
Like World Discovery, where we recently opened Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
And inside World Nature, we are working on Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, which is dedicated to understanding and preserving the beauty, the awe, and the balance of the natural world.
And soon, guests will be able to see a new statue of Walt Disney at Dreamers Point in World Celebration.
Walt, a dreamer, reminds us every single day of the magic of possibilities, that our dreams are not too big, and it is sure to inspire the dreamer in us all, and that is what Epcot is all about.
Epcot's also about our incredible cast members and Imagineers, so I'd like to give a huge thank you and congratulations to all of those cast members and Imagineers who have made this incredible transformation possible.
And a huge congratulations to Kartika and the entire Epcot team and family on once again completing another successful milestone. We also want to take a moment to thank you all for making this day so awesome. Thank you. Epcot will always
state of becoming.
We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things.
Because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths.
Remember, this is only the beginning.
Dreaming the promised land.
Milestone is, it's just another step in our journey to a bright future here at Epcot. So thank you so much for celebrating with us, and wherever your imagination takes you, enjoy it and have fun. Thank you all.
Have a wonderful day at Epcot.
Okay, so that's it for show number 455. Happy birthday, Epcot. Before we go, Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at the Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.